BlakeRadio.com.
My name is Damian Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Song that rained throughout the building as Monday Night Raw kicked off in New Orleans. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Raw Potion Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As always, presented by PW Mania at MemLanePromo.com. I am, of course, Sir Rockin, joined as always by, well, Lindsay Ward.
Hi.
What was that?
Yes! Yes!
Can't hear
yes!
you. They're
yes!
chanting.
Yes!
They are chanting.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yeah. That went on for about 5 minutes.
Daniel Bryan got the moment. He was kind of denied last night due to things that we will not mention because I refuse to mention them. And so tonight he got his moment of an entire arena full of people chanting yes as he stands there with both titles in hand.
Right, I know. We're not going to talk about the fact that Kane Kins didn't get what he wanted and Eva Marie didn't win the Divas Championship.
Thank God.
We're not going to talk about that tonight.
Biggie, I'm pretty sure Eric Rowan does not want you to put your finger there.
So, Daniel Bryan kicked off Monday Night Raw, and yeah, fan chant for Daniel Bryan, yes, 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 and then he said, I can't do the yes points that much anymore because something's weighing me down, it hurts the shoulders. Because, well, then he did the big chant because, well, they wanted it. This crowd was, yeah, we'll get into this crowd. Then the crowd chanted, you deserve it, Daniel Bryan. And then he told the crowd they deserve, because the yes thing is not a movement or a hand gesture. It's about the power the audience has, about change. And tonight, last night, he beat the authority. Now he stands here, WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Out came Hunter. We had a you got beat up chant. And an asshole chant directed at Hunter, as Steph and Hunter were on the ring, not in the ring, because Hunter wasn't getting in the ring. Because he would do something he would regret. Then Daniel Bryan took his belts and then taunted Triple H with both belts, doing the yes chant. Then Triple H, well, said he's going to just end it tonight and makes Hunter versus Bryan for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, because the reality is this is my show and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. So we get Hunter and Bryan for the title tonight. Best way to start off the show? Title match booked.
Great way to start the show. again, it's just, it was great to see Bryan amidst a sea of people. He's happy. He's reveling in his victory over not only the Authority, but over Batista and Orton wrong, you know, as well. He's proven everybody wrong. It's the great moment for Daniel Bryan.
Yes. Yes, it is. It was the moment people have been waiting for, and this crowd gave him the chance to, well, be himself, actually. It wasn't, you didn't feel like it was scripted or anything. This was real. This was a moment that he will always remember.
Yeah. I mean, you really almost have to watch this moment, get the full impact of it.
Because describing it doesn't.
Yeah, describing it doesn't do it justice. This moment was, this is almost equivalent to when Ziggler cashed in Money in the Bank and won the World Heavyweight Championship. Mm-hmm. This is almost equivalent to that, but bigger.
A little bit bigger, yeah. Just a tad bigger. We come back from break, we're in the backstage, and Hunter's all frustrated, and Batista comes in and says he's confused. You know, he wants a title shot, Randy Orton comes in, he wants a title shot, and then Seth said later, we'll all discuss it, and, you know, you guys get your title shots because they both deserve rematches, apparently. Orton does. I don't know about why Big Dave does, though.
Because he's Dave?
Because he's Dave. That, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. He is Dave Batista, and he'll get his title shot. So, but Steph then makes, later on tonight, tag team title match. Randy Orton and Batista versus the Usos. Orton said, you know, if they wanted the titles, they would take the titles, but they won the world title.
Well, you're just going to have to wait.
You're just going to have to wait because, well, the COO, the boss, gets what he wants first. And then. They're here! That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Opening contest of the evening. Bray Wyatt, Eric Rowan, Luke Harper against John Cena, Big E, and Sheamus. All right. Great match.
Oh, this was fantastic. This was absolutely fantastic. The crowd was super into the Wyatt family. We got a Let's Go Harper chant. Let's go Wyatt's. Wyatt's going to kill you.
It was Bray's going to kill you.
It was either Bray's going to kill you or Wyatt's going to kill you. One of the two.
I heard Bray's going to kill you. And then the one of the better ones was they were doing John Cena sucks to John Cena's theme.
Yes. The crowd was very creative tonight, and the Bray Wyatt was super into this crowd.
He was. He was loving every second of it. The fans were behind him like crazy. They got the whole crowd singing. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Yep. Which was fantastic. I mean, he was hopping around on the apron. He was barking orders. It was a great match. You had the Wyatt family look dominant. Cena and Sheamus and Big E got their spots in, particularly Big E just kind of manhandled Eric Rowan, which was really impressive to see.
Because, you know, Eric Rowan's a moose.
I don't know if he's a moose. I wouldn't call him a moose.
Well, that's what he was called, so we'll go with that. But yeah, if you did not see the stuff on the app, it was priceless. So get the app. It was good.
Also, the white pants and the Hawaiian shirt were back.
They were. Bray was also conducting the crowd on the app as they were singing and swaying. It was a moment. Again, moment happened. And speaking of moments, well, Bray Wyatt beat the Intercontinental Champion with little sister Abigail right before they said, Bray's gonna kill you.
Yeah, actually, I think they were chanting it while he was hitting it, which is kind of awesome.
That too.
Yeah, I mean, this was great. This was wonderful to see that at least this crowd was behind them. They were behind them last night. You know, it's just something of it does my heart good that he was so over tonight.
Oh,
my poor little fangirl heart.
It's gone through a lot, but her newfound love is over like a you-know-what.
Thank God. I hope to have another 14-year run with this one.
And I think you may.
I hope so.
But if it's not him, Lindsay, it'll be the next person. Because if you didn't know, the impossible is possible. Because I'm possible if you believe.
I pop so hard for this. Because, well, it's like, no, we sat here and we've talked about this after we watched NXT. Where it's like they took the title off of Bo Dallas and it's like, okay, so, you know, they're probably going to get Bo to get ready to go up to the main roster. They're going to tool the character without the title because, you know, his character in NXT was centered around the title because he held it for so long. Mm-hmm. So something of, well, you're going to have to figure out kind of who he is without the title. And that didn't happen. Instead, they're, at least for right now, they're just going to bring him up, which, you know, it's deserved. He's been down there for forever and a day, so I'm really curious to see what they do with him when he comes up. But yeah, I was like, when I heard his voice, I was like, nah. No, they're not. And then he did the cheesier than hell, believe, and I'm like, they're bringing up Bo Dallas.
Yep.
Mr. Cheesier than Velveeta.
And that promo was cheesy.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, so, yeah, we had that.
And now we start the countdown clock between the Wyatt family and Bo Dallas.
Yeah, Ken.
Because it's going to happen.
Ken says we need a Rotunda team. See, you missed it right there. You need a Bo Tunda team. Get it? See what I did there?
Both of you go to your corner, just now.
No, I'm not saying it needs to happen, but if you're going to make the joke, you make it like that.
Corner, both of you, now, go.
No. Cause, I need to. Fandango. They were Fandangoing tonight in New Orleans.
They were. What was up with Fandango's gear? He had a skirt. A leaf skirt.
I don't know. NBC needs their mascot back.
Yeah, he came out basically dressed like a peacock.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he came out as.
Mm-hmm. It was Fandango and Summer are taking on Emma and Santino, and the crowd was doing their Emma dance. Which happened,
yes.
Hopefully everyone was happy with. They did the Emma dance. Her theme is catchy. We'll say that.
It is catchy. I do actually really like her theme.
Makes you bob your head a little bit.
It does.
It's kind of awesome. Emma made Summer Rae tap out.
She did, with the Emma lock.
Good stuff. Quick match. Good stuff, though.
Very good stuff. They're continuing to build possibly an Emma-Summer Rae feud.
I'm okay with this.
I'm totally okay with this.
Up next, out came Brock Lesnar. And Paul Heyman. Basically, he talked about how that man conquered the thing. Not gonna say what. And it led to bullshit chants from the crowd. Heyman said he understands the crowd is shocked, which just shows their lack of intelligence because, well, they pointed it out and told them so. And, well, Brock Lesnar's not here to put smiles on people's faces. No. He's here to put shock to the fans and tears to the eyes of children. And then, as the crowd was starting to get into it a little bit, Paul Heyman mocked the crowd. Fantastic by Paul Heyman. He was shooting from the hip, talk about how what happened. Vince McMahon went with that person to the hospital and sort of missed the end of Raw and in WrestleMania. So he was shooting there. How he came close to a broken neck and a cracked skull. And basically said the thing was no more. Because there's, you know, winners and then there was losers, just like all the crowd. And that guy was a loser. And the winner was Brock Lesnar. Heyman more mocked the crowd and said, ran down Hogan, Rock, and Stone Cold not being able to pull off what Brock Lesnar did. Because basically, Brock Lesnar, There's plurals of everything, but there was only one Brock Lesnar. And then he led the crowd into a what thing, and that was brilliant by Paul Heyman. So there's only one Brock Lesnar, and that's basically what this point proved. Good stuff.
Despite my feelings on the thing.
Like how I covered that.
Which we will get into Thursday night, because I was literally too heartbroken to talk about it last night. This was a great promo by Heyman. This was exactly what you were expecting and more. And it's Paul Heyman being Paul Heyman and doing what he does best. And he put Brock over like a mofo.
He made what happened into a big deal.
Well, to be fair, what happened was a big deal.
Oh, it was.
It was a huge deal. Let's not downplay what actually happened.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he made it even bigger than what it was, because it went all over. I watched it on Fox Sports today. They were talking about it.
Oh, it was on Yahoo this morning in the news. But, you know, it's like it's everywhere. I can't escape from it.
I know.
But yeah, this was a nice promo. It was really good by Heyman. I told King Kittens it was the mother of all promos from Heyman, because it was. He did a wonderful, wonderful job with this. Despite my feelings on the situation, you know, I can see it for what it is. I still don't agree with what happened, but again, we will get into that on Thursday.
Love a PA Mason right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. But Lindsay, one thing is no more. But it's time to move on, and well, let's party! That's right. The Adam Rose party is coming to WWE.
I'm really happy to see Adam Rose get called up, because he's been down in NXT for a long while with other characters. I'm just really surprised it's happening this quickly.
Oh, I'm surprised. I don't think he'll be anytime soon. I would expect in the next couple months he'll be here. But they went out of the gate and they start teasing stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect to see Bo Dallas before we see Adam Rose. But they're making a conscious effort to start bringing these guys and girls up from NXT. And at the very least, you know, if you play promos for them during the show, it gets people familiar with who they are. It gets people curious about them. And it's something of, hey, if you want to see the NXT superstars, well, you have to buy the WWE Network. Because they did make a huge deal out of NXT at Access over the weekend. So they are making a conscious effort to get the fan base involved with NXT and get people to know these superstars before they come up, and try and have them build a fan base really before they come up, so that way when they're on the main roster, it's just that much easier for them to get established.
Right, and so far, the two we've seen promo packages for, they're the right two so far.
Yeah. I would agree with that. Bo Dallas and Adam Rose, absolutely. Although, like I said, I was still a little surprised because Adam Rose just debuted in NXT at Arrival.
Right, but they're...
Arrival. No, so.
Right before Arrival. So, yeah, it makes sense, because I think his gimmick is one that you gotta do it now or never do it.
Yeah, oh yeah, I would agree, and it's something of you have the right mix of characters that Adam Rose can hook up with, at least for a little bit. Now, how he develops, where he goes from there, we'll have to see. But yeah, this made me smile, because if you haven't seen Adam Rose, if you do not know who Adam Rose is, for love of God, go find it. The gimmick makes you smile no matter when you see it. He has his own party that comes to the ring with him.
He gave us a tour later of the Exotic Express party bus. Yes, Exotic Express. It's happening, folks. As the Boat Dallas promo comes on my television right now. Yes. We now have our next contest of the evening.
It's so cheesy.
It is. It is. Batista and Randy Orton challenge for the WWE Tag Team titles, and really didn't happen of a match. It just was a brawl, and then Batista and Orton beat down the Usos on the outside. Double count out. The Usos retained the titles, but it was more clear that Batista, who delivered a Batista bomb onto the ring step on one of the Usos, and Randy Orton, they were out to make a statement.
They were. They wanted to make it apparent that they were not happy, and they made their unhappiness felt.
Yes, yes, they did. So, yeah, so I think the Usos will be looking for Batista and Orton at some point. One would assume.
I think there's a line.
There's a bit, the line's getting bigger and bigger by the day. Yes, yes, there is. At this point, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again to welcome back the whole effing show. That's right. Rob Van Dam is back in WWE, and, well, he took on Damian Sandow. And it was basically, hey, Rob Van Dam's back, and he dominated Damian Sandow as the crowd was chanting RVD, Rob Van Dam, the entire time. Including a You Still Got It chant as well.
Is it wrong? I forgot he was with the company.
Well, he took his time off. It's been a while.
I know, it's just, he came back and I'm like,
hey, it's Van Dam.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, he's back. Oh, that's right, he's still under contract.
Yeah, I said Rob Van Dam wins with the 5-star frog splash. Decisive win for the crowd that loved it.
Yes.
And then. Rey Mysterio is in action, and Lindsay, I got some bad news. Or rather, good news. Wade Barrett was in action.
Wade Barrett has a cape.
Wade Barrett has a cape. So yes, Rey Mysterio took on Wade Barrett, and once again, Rey Mysterio was booed out of the building.
Hooray.
I believe they sung God Save the Queen for Wade Barrett.
I believe they did, yes. You can tell this is a very international crowd tonight.
Uh-huh. They were all into Bad News Barrett. He delivered all of his signatures, and Ray hit a 619, and the crowd was like, no, no. And then as he's going to the top row, the fans start booing, and Barrett gets up, knocks him down, and then he loads up the bullhammer, and boom, lays it in. On Rey Mysterio, and Bad News Barrett wins.
And he looked rather pleased with himself.
I think we have big things coming for Bad News Barrett.
God, I hope so, because dude got left off of WrestleMania, so you would hope that, you know, he gets something for it.
Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, we got a promo for the Exotic Express from Adam Rose. And then the ravishing Russian Lana came out and introduced her man, the super athlete, Alexander Rusev. He killed Zack Ryder.
Pretty much.
Rusev took care of Ryder and hit the Accolade Camel Clutch and made Ryder tap out. Rusev was dominant.
I mean, Rusev physically is very impressive. Mm-hmm. But they've got to work on getting him a personality. I know he has Lana for a reason, but god damn, he needs a personality.
And Taz tweeted something to the fact that my music was better, or something like that.
Yeah.
Well done, Taz. And then for the first time in 6,300 and something days or something ridiculous like that, they said, we heard this. was on Monday Night Raw. And he didn't run to the ring, but he put a jacket on, shook the ropes, and then, you know, as he was thinking about what to say to the people, he put on a mask with the warrior face paint on it. And he cut a warrior-esque promo. I can't describe it. It was warrior at his best. Basically, he basically said, "We are the Ultimate Warrior fans, and the spirit of the Ultimate Warrior will run forever."
I'd like to give a shout out real quick to Rob Schomburger, because he actually painted Warrior's jacket.
Nice.
Tonight, he tweeted that out. So big congratulations to him for doing the jacket. If you didn't see it, it was a really cool looking jacket. He did a wonderful job on it. So please, if you get a chance to see at least that part of Monday Night Raw, check it out and support him, because it was awesome.
You can check him out at Rob Schomburger on Twitter, and check out our interview with him at RockRadioShow.com.
Shameless shill.
I am such a shameless shill. Yes, that's correct. Oh. Up next, it was the return of CM... No, wait. No, it wasn't. It was not the return of CM Punk. But it was as close as you'll ever get. As the WWE Divas Champion AJ Lee came down to the ring, AJ said for 295 days, she has been your Divas Champion, and a couple months ago, she stood on top of that stage and tore the Divas a new one. But she gave them 294 days to prove her wrong, and they couldn't. AJ said she is the hero of the story after last night, WrestleMania. It was AJ Lee versus the world. She said she overcame those odds, going from a poor girl in New Jersey to being the best diva in the world.
This earned her a CM Punk chant.
And then she called herself the savior of the WWE Divas Division. And then said, "I am the Divas Division." Alright, before we go on, bravo, AJ. Bravo.
This was a great little promo by her. And Tamina just standing there going, "Yep, uh-huh, uh-huh, this is my woman right here, uh-huh.
My woman right here, that's my woman right here." Yeah, she was in her best punk tonight. That was evident. And it was awesome. Then. If you can't tell by the music, that's the theme for Paige, everybody.
The NXT Divas Champion.
The NXT Divas Champion, Paige, came to the ring and basically said she was going to do something that no other diva would do, and, well, thanked, you know, and congratulated AJ Lee for what she did. Fans were all into Paige. AJ thanked Paige for a kind word, saying that every diva should be lined up to thank her, but she thinks Paige should go back to NXT and not interrupt the champion. AJ says since Paige is here, perhaps she should beat her right now, because, well, she's in her gear. And Paige says she was not ready. She was humble, very humble about it. And AJ said, "I think you are," and then slapped Paige. And then asked, "Are you ready now?" AJ said, "Well, since it's a special night, she wants the match right now, and she will put her title on the line." The fans were chanting, "This is awesome," before it even began. And, well, AJ jumped Paige, beat her down for a bit. Then she locked in the Black Widow. But no, she broke the Black Widow, hit the Paige Turner, and the 1-2-3. Your brand new Divas Champion, Paige.
Go ahead and gloat.
Go ahead and gloat, you say? What am I supposed to gloat about?
Really?
What am I supposed to gloat about?
Really?
Who's next? Find out
the
Monday.
Main event.
There's, what?
What? Oh my god, what?
Well, I was going to say there is no one next because she just beat the whole fucking roster.
The person everyone has been clamoring for. Paige.
I don't see that happening anytime soon, especially with Emma just being fresh on the roster.
Yeah.
No.
What was that? I was right. Just pointing that one out. Yep, Paige is your new Divas Champion. Congratulations. It was awesome.
This is great. My only complaint about this, because I do have one complaint.
What's that?
I did not like how timid Paige was. I wanted to see her have a little bit more fire. Like, you could tell she was nervous.
Yes, you could.
You could really tell she was very nervous. She had every right to be. But, you know, it's something I would have... It's like you see the promos for her on NXT, and she's very confident. She doesn't let a lot shake her or get to her, and the Paige that you see in those promos and the Paige that you see in NXT didn't line up with the Paige that you saw tonight. So I'm hoping that she can kind of sort of get past her nerves, and I'm sure she will, and we'll gradually see that more confident version of Paige come out. But this was, yeah, I want a rematch. I want a longer match because I know what these two can do together. And I want to see the Black Widow versus the Scorpion Lock.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
I kind of need to see as much as I love AJ, that's my girl, I want to see AJ in that Scorpion Lock.
So, yeah, there you go. Paige is your Divas Champion, and tune in to NXT, you never know what happens with the belt, other belt. Up next.
Right now she's both, and depending on how she does on the main roster, they may let her keep both for now, or she'll eventually drop to somebody in NXT. I would assume soon.
I would say someone who's related to Woo!
Probably.
Time for the trophy presentation. Oh, we should say there was another Bo Dallas video. More Bo cheesiness. In that one. Then we had Hulk Hogan come out. And, well, he talked about, you know, what happened last night and how Cesaro slammed Big Show over the top rope and the fans were chanting for Cesaro and, you know. He made sure to mention last night in the Superdome. Hogan said when watching the Battle Royal, he saw Big Show slammed over the top rope. He felt good in his heart. Now every single Mania going forward will feature Andre's legacy. And then he called out Cesaro with Zeb Coulter. So Zeb Coulter came with Swagger, or with Cesaro rather, and Cesaro started talking about, you know, how he brought him into the fold, and even though he wasn't a real American, he made him one anyhow. But he was a Zeb Coulter guy. Cesaro smirked and took the mic away. And he told Zeb Coulter, he's not a Zeb Coulter guy. Oh no. He's a Paul Heyman guy.
This is where the internet collectively wet itself.
And out came Paul Heyman, because he's not only the advocate he's not only the strategist for Brock Lesnar, he is the advocate for the King of Swing, Cesaro. Zeb asked Cesaro if he's really dropping him, and then, well, there was a yes from the crowd. Heyman called Zeb Grandpa that on behalf of his new client, he would like to insult JBL and the other two clowns on how to discuss the future of the King of Swing, Cesaro. As Heyman went to the announce table, Swagger jumped Cesaro. They brought a little bit. He broke the trophy. Swagger broke the trophy. Poor trophy. It lasted one day.
We should note... Well, actually, it happened next, but yes. The poor trophy. Because that's a shame. That was actually a really nice trophy.
It was. Though the statue part is okay.
The legs got broken.
One of them did, yeah.
Yeah, but for the most part, Andre, The Golden Andre is in fact intact.
Yes, yes he is.
In all his realistic glory.
I would assume it, yeah, as the man says, it's probably a replica. I would assume. Because I think the other one was really, that, I don't think that was in the right one. But, look the part. The fans chant it, pussy, and we the people. Because when Swagger left the ring, as they started the match, as they did wrestle for a little bit, Swagger left and the fans chant pussy as he left for a 10 count. The best part was that Heyman now holds up the trophy. That was fantastic.
Is it wrong that I was sitting here laughing at Heyman cradling the statue of Andre like a child?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's exactly what he did, and it was hilarious.
It was. We then got told, Lindsay, tomorrow night on WWE Main Event in six-man tag team action, it will be the Shield versus the Wyatts.
Hot damn.
I think that's awesome. Means we're watching Main Event tomorrow.
Yeah.
Only on the WWE Network. Yes, I said only on the WWE Network.
And since they're doing it on Main Event, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if the Shield finally get their win back over the Wyatt family with an assistance from John Cena. By the way, we should note, because we forgot to note at the beginning of the show, and I saw it after we had moved on, is John Cena's face after the Wyatts won that match. He was sitting on the ramp with the crowd all chanting for Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family, absolutely horrified. Like, he was looked frightened beyond all recognition. Like, he's just sitting there going, oh my holy God.
Mm-hmm.
So, just had to note that. Anyway, sorry.
Good to know. I missed that the first time around.
Yeah, you're going to have to go back and rewatch it. Just it's like a 5-second thing, but his face just sells the entire situation, because it's like John Cena picked up the victory, but Bray Wyatt kind of doesn't really care.
No, he doesn't.
Because Bray's going to kill you.
Exactly. Backstage, Stephanie is talking to the Shield and Kane. Seth doesn't care what happened between them last night or what happened to Kane's brother. She wants to make sure Hunter becomes the World Heavyweight Champion because an injustice is happening here. Shield joked that the Kane is missing some buddies in New Age Outlaws, and Kane was very angry and said that he sees the Shield, Hunter sees the Shield as nameless, faceless things. He kept talking over Steph, who was trying to tell him to calm down, revealing that Hunter had him take out the Shield a few weeks ago, and it was Triple H's idea. And Seth screamed, "Kane!" And then, well, she was trying to get everyone to be on the same page, and, well, she asked the question, "Do I make myself clear?" And Kane, yeah, he agreed, and, you know. And then she asked the Shield, "Do I make myself clear?" And Roman said, "Crystal." So, things will be interesting.
First of all, I don't care what happened to your brother. That's cold, man. That's cold.
It's not only Kane's brother, but her husband. Her husband got beat last night.
Yep. Steph's out for blood. You can tell. Steph wants Daniel Bryan's head on a platter. She doesn't care how she gets it. She wants it.
And I was talking. Go ahead.
And it's like when she looked at Kane and said, you know, and this is after the Heyman promo where he said, you know, Taker almost basically died last night. Like, right. He had to go to the hospital and Vince went with him.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he lost the streak. Also, Kane had to induct his deceased father into the Hall of Fame. So Kane has not necessarily had a good weekend.
No.
And Stephanie looks at him and goes, I don't care what's happened. I don't care the fact that your brother is hurt. I don't care the fact that he lost the streak. All of that stuff. That doesn't matter. You need to do your job. It's like, I get it, but that was cold. when she said that, because it's like, wow, nice to know where the Undertaker stands in your estimation, Steph. Nice to know.
And like I mentioned, that was her husband who got lost the streak. Because they are still technically married. Don't think they ever got divorced.
I don't think it was legal.
Yes, it was. Paul Bearer was legal, wasn't he?
I don't think Paul Bearer was a legal officiant.
I don't know.
If not, I'm pretty sure they did not have a marriage license. Just, you know, pointing that out. Much as I love that theory, as much as I would love for it to come out that Steph and Taker have been married all these years and they're secretly running things, I don't think that's going to happen.
Darn. It's now time for the WWE Championship match. Out came Daniel Bryan to the crowd going, yes, 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 and then out came Batista and Orton to no music, and they, well, hit the ring. They attack Daniel Bryan. RKO, Batista bomb. And then out came the director of operations, Kane, and, well, Kane looked, pushed them back, said, I got the, get away. Picked up Bryan, chokeslam. Kane, Batista, and Orton stood together. The crowd responded with, 3MB! 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 And then out came the game. Triple H and Steph came down to the ring. Hunter smirking. Though he had his left thigh taped, so he might have been injured a little bit last night. Mike Chioda was looking at Bryan and checking on him, said he's not ready to go, but they said, you want to keep your job? Ring the bell. So, the referee rung the bell. So, Hunter is, you know, ready to do this. He's ready for action. He's going to become the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, and the Triple H movement will begin.
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo. Lima. Delta. Shield.
Not if they had anything to do about it. The Hounds of Justice came down to the ring, and to quote Bobby Heenan, but what side are they on? And, well, you had Kane, Orton, and Batista on one side, the Shield on the other, Triple H in the middle. This is not going to happen. This is not going to be a war. He was telling both sides to back down. Either side was backing down. Shield get in the ring. The other three get in the ring. Triple H turns around. Roman Spears, Triple H. And then everything went crazy from there. A brawl ensued. And then, as the Orton and Batista were taken out and Kane was taken out, Hunter was left alone in the ring with the Shield surrounding him. Hunter screwed. Daniel Bryan's back up. Running knee! Out goes Triple H. They were getting ready for a powerbomb, but Kane pulls out Hunter. As the war has begun between the Shield, Daniel Bryan, and the Evolution known as the Authority?
I guess.
Hot ending to the show.
Okay, first of all, this is the ending you never thought you'd see in a million years. But second of all, this was a great ending because you have Daniel Bryan holding up the titles, the Shield doing the symbol of excellence fist thing in the center of the ring. Next to Daniel Bryan, you've got Hunter, Steph, Kane, and Orton and Batista all standing there glaring back. I mean, this was a fantastic moment where it's like you knew the Shield was in the process of turning. This now puts them on at least the face side of things where they're done taking Hunter's crap, they're done taking Steph's crap, they're going to do what's right.
And a little birdie tells me, or in my own ear, I would assume, I see Evolution versus the Shield at the next special event.
That would be cool.
I think it's coming. Just play that one out. So, crowd was hot. We should mention, I forgot to mention during the Cesaro segment, the fans were singing his song, and if you know what his song is, it has no lyrics.
Yeah, they were just singing the Real American theme. It was hilarious.
It was tremendous. The crowd was great tonight. Fantastic. There was one bad moment with the crowd when they started chanting the new, normal style because they were this crowd was original for 95% of the time, but 5% one particular match, they went and were trying to be like everyone else. But until that, besides that, they were on point.
Yes, they were. Although I will say this, you know, as good as this Raw was, they were obviously doing fan service. They were also obviously trying to send the crowd home really happy after last night. Because, the thing.
That thing.
That thing that we're not going to mention right now, although you could have heard a pin drop in that building, I swear to God. Yeah, they were obviously doing everything they can to send the crowd home happy and jazz everybody back up about the product, because obviously what happened last night took the wind out of a lot of sails.
Yeah.
And so it's something that, you know, obviously that was the key, was they were doing everything in their power to make everybody happy, could keep the crowd excited, get everybody pumped up for Extreme Rules, because now we're going to start the push to Extreme Rules. And yeah, I mean, it was good to see. It was a little scattered to me. It didn't seem to have a nice, real flow to it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's like we got Paige, Adam Rose is coming, Bo Dallas is coming. We're seeing Cesaro breaking away from the Real Americans. He's now with Paul Heyman.
We saw an evolution, no pun intended, of the roster tonight. It's getting younger.
They're starting to turn the roster over. Obviously, some people are leaving. Contracts are coming up. And so now they're doing their best to start to bring people up and get them over. Jury's still out on Rusev. I don't know. I'm going to have to see more of him before I can make a determination.
Got to have competitive matches. Competitive is the key.
Yeah. Competitive matches. I don't want to see squash matches. I actually want to see competitive matches with Rusev. But I'm hoping he turns out as well as the others. Have.
Yes. So it's going. They were saying on the pre-show, by the way, Josh Matthews, I hate you. he teased the moment of the Shawn Michaels retirement. It's like, oh, I'm heartbreak. No. And they queued it up twice and then never aired, and they showed it the third time. It's like, aww.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, overall, really enjoyable show. It's a kickoff. I was going to say before I ran on Josh Matthews, who's doing a great job on the network. Fantastic, by the way. He knows how to handle it, and he's done it. He did a great job over the weekend with WrestleMania Today in the pre-show.
He did. He really did.
He is the star of the network at this point.
To which we all say, thank you!
Thank you. Network's awesome. We'll talk more about Thursday. But they called this opening day, and it is opening day because a new season of WWE has begun. But
then we push for next year's WrestleMania.
The push is on for WrestleMania 31. That being said, this will do it for another edition of the Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented by PW Mania, MemelinePromo.com. Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Rack.
Yeah, you know. So, I don't quite know how to say this other than we will be talking all about WrestleMania 30, all the news coming out of WrestleMania 30. I'm going to give my thoughts on the show, including The Thing, in a hopefully in a concise, professional manner where I don't cry. Because if it had happened last night, I would have cried.
I can vouch for that one.
Yeah, he can. He literally can. He actually almost heard me cry several times.
Yes.
So, we were going to be talking about that. We've got plenty of other news coming out outside of WrestleMania, including what Jeff Jarrett's big announcement was, because that came out today, so we'll be talking about that. And, well, we've got NXT, we've got Impact, and we've got so much more. It's going to be a jam-packed show this week, so tune into The Rack, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Here's the thing, Lindsay. Impact's live.
Ooh.
Never know what's going to happen. Because it's the Wrath of Dixie. She's back. Tune in. We'll talk about it.
Run!
11 p.m. Eastern. No Rack action this week because, well, there is no Total Divas. They took WrestleMania off, as they should. Saturday night, midnight edition of the CB Radio, the Weird, the Wacky, and the Unusual. By the way, go follow The Rock on Twitter at WTRTheRock and Facebook.com/WTRTheRock. Check out CB Radio at CB Radio WTR and Cigarette Butts and Mandanas on Facebook. It's weird, it's wacky, it's unusual. It's midnight ish every Saturday night. You never know what we'll talk about. And for this week, I can already tell you we're talking about tattoos and how stupid people are. Sunday night is WTR Sunday Night Live at 10 p.m. Eastern with Tim Stein, Mason Omega. So cover the week in pro wrestling. Follow that show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night and Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Lindsay?
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWARD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, which is frequently featured on my Twitter, and you'd like to purchase it, it is available for sale on my Redbubble store. Just go to the Contact Us section of my website and click the link, and it will take you right to my store where you can buy a cornucopia of artwork in t-shirts, posters, and whatever you want. If you just want to look at my artwork, including a new piece featuring Mark Crozer in his WrestleMania 30 makeup, did that little thing today. You can go to my Behance.net/LinsWard and check all of that out for your viewing pleasure. And of course, also check out RackRadioShow.com and The Rack Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
To quote him, that's very cool.
Yes.
Just putting that one out. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork and Twitter.com/WildTalkRadio. Check out WTR Riffs at wildtalkradio.com/WTR Riffs. They're up there. All the ones we've done for the WrestleMania season are there. So check them out. Please watch them. Enjoy them. Spread the word. Thanks. Cool. Check out WrestleTalkRadio.com, CBRadio.EWAZone.com, RackRadioShow.com, PWMania.com, and MemLanePromo.com. For Lindsay Ward, I'm Sir Rockin'. We'll see you Thursday for what will be Can't Miss Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Come.